prayers. In other words, the disciples of John fast and pray. They make prayers. But, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but dine, eat, and drink. And he said unto them, can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? He says, but the days will come. The days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. So the days are the days when there are days are coming when they will fast and pray. The days are coming when they will not need to be begged to fast. He says that is the day of empowerment. The last days are the days of prayer and fasting. The last days are the days of empowerment. And the last days began at the upper room. Prayer began at the upper room, which led to the unleashing of power. While they were praying there, Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verses 12 to 14, it says, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, at a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were coming, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. Now take note of the next one. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren, including his brethren who didn't believe in him while he was there. Including the brethren who didn't believe in him while he was here. He said, they all continued in prayer. It was already prophesied by Jesus that the days will come when they will pray. The day will come when they will fast. Not only were the disciples praying, the Bible says even the mother and the brethren joined in it. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 14. This all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren. The last days are the days of prayer and fasting, and prayer and fasting results in empowerment, which means the last days are the days of prayer and fasting, and the last days will be the days of empowerment. Also take note. We also understand that the last days will also be the days of unusual revelation. Unusual revelation, which will also be facilitated by prayer and fasting. There will be unusual revelation. Glory to God. Please, can we take that baby out for a moment? It is very distracting. Please. Number two, we also understand that the last days will also be the days of unusual revelation. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, it says, call unto me and I will answer thee. Not only will I answer you, I will show you the things that you have no idea about. The last days are the days of revelation. When you call, I will answer with the required light that you need. But it shall come as a result of prayer and fasting. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6, he says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. And then he said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. So the last days are the days of outbreak of revelation, outbreak of light that shatters all darkness. 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He says they have been blinded, but when light comes, their eyes will be open. When prayer and fasting is engaged, the outcome with the outbreak of light. The blindfolding of their eyes will be for a season. It will be for a moment. It stops when we pray and fast. 2 Corinthians 3, 14 to 16, he says, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remained the same veil on taking away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, it shall turn to the Lord. It shall turn to the Lord. The veil shall be taken away. The veil shall be taken away. When we turn to him in prayer and fasting, every veil shall be taken away. Whatsoever veil that is covering your spiritual eyes right now, in this month, it shall be taken away. Yeah. Now look at the when it starts, look at the returns. Jeremiah 31, 33 to 34. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, that is in the days of prayer and fasting, after those days, what will happen? He says, after those days, I will put my law in their inward parts. Said the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts. It is not something they will forget. You don't forget what you have seen. When this light breaks out, he says it will be in their heart. You will not be looking for it in the day of trouble. It's already there. You will not be looking for Bible to quote in the day of trouble. The word is already inside. He said it will be inside their heart and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, because everyone will be knowledgeable. Everyone will have light. He says, they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. He says, for they shall all know me. From the least of them until the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and will remember their sin no more. Everyone walking in this light will no longer be taught. He says, they will be teachers themselves. Everyone walking in the light will no longer be taught. They will also be teachers. From now, your spiritual eyes will pop open. Amen. What they know will result in their lifting. What they know will result in their lifting. I heard God's servant say, men that walk together, but those who fly alone. That is what we need. The type of light we are going to be receiving is the light that takes one up, that takes one to the top. The type of light that takes one to the top. In other words, while some people will still be walking on the ground, some have already taken up in the air. That will be your own testimony. Isaiah chapter 60 verses 1 to 5 is the result. It says, arise, shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come. This is the type of light that attracts people, that attracts Gentiles. The Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. So you will not command common people. I mean, understand what God is talking about. People will be running to you for solution because solution lies with you. I said solution lies with you. Yeah. He says, then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come to thee. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. He says, the forces of the Gentiles shall come to thee. So, you know, remember, he says, and then Gentiles shall come. Gentiles shall come to thy light, to the brightness of thy light. So when Gentiles come, they will not just come empty-handed. They will come with resources to give to you. Amen. Somebody's changing level this year. Amen. I said, somebody's changing level this year. Again, the last days are also the days of the manifestation of the manifold wisdom of God. The manifestation of the manifold wisdom of God. But wisdom is also facilitated by prayer and fasting. Paul said, I am a man of revelation. Ephesians 3, 1 to 5, it says, "For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given unto me toward you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery." How that by revelation. Paul, a man of revelation, but Paul, a man given to fasting and prayer. Paul, a man of manifold wisdom of God. Glory to the name of the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 27, he says, "In weariness, in painfulness, in watchings," that's talking about Paul, "in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness." It came to a time, Peter himself was speaking about Paul. He said, "Yeah, because of the wisdom that was given to our brother Paul, the manifold wisdom that was given to him." That is, people will want to be hearing you speak, because what comes out of your mouth is our words of wisdom. They are not words to just be played with. They are words of wisdom. Someone here, your foolishness has finally ended. You begin to walk in wisdom from now. And when wisdom comes, wisdom comes. Wisdom is solution. Wisdom simply means solution. So wherever you are struggling is because there is no wisdom to sort it out. When wisdom comes, you sort it out. You will gather that wisdom on this ground today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at the example of Daniel. Daniel, a man of wisdom. In Daniel chapter 2 and verse 14, the Bible says, "Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom." Daniel chapter 2 and verse 14. It says, "Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom." Daniel 5:11. "There is a man in thy kingdom in whom the spirit of the holy gods and in the days of thy father light and understanding and wisdom." You see how it works? Prayer and fasting for light. When light comes, it comes with wisdom. He says, "The light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him." And then what happened? Then he said, "Whom," this is what wisdom does, wisdom enthrones. He says, "Whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father," the king, I say, "thy father, made master of the magicians." They made him master of the magicians. The wisdom is a function of intense prayer and fasting. Concerning Daniel, the Bible would say in Daniel chapter 10, verses 1 to 3, "In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Bethesda. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing. He had understanding of the vision in those days." Verse 2 now, he says, "In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. In other words, I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till the 3 whole weeks was fulfilled. I went to prayer and fasting to ask for light." Light that they call wisdom. And James tells us we can also lay hold on it. If any of you lack wisdom, he says, let him ask. Let him ask in prayer. James 1, 5 to 7. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. There are things that we are going through right now that only demands wisdom, not prayer. How many understand what God is saying? There are certain things in certain homes that both are praying, "Lord, sort this thing out." No, "Lord, give us wisdom." When wisdom comes, wisdom will teach you to sort it out. So we are praying wrong prayer sometimes. Pray for the root, not for the branch. When the root is standing, the branch will stand. Pray for the to Get to the root of the challenge. And the root of the challenge may just be simple wisdom. The Lord will give us understanding. Very quickly, profitable approach to fasting. Profitable approach to fasting. In other words, what makes our prayer and fasting profitable? Work. Number one, we must come thanking, praising, and worshiping God. We must come thanking, praising, and worshiping. Nobody likes a grumpy or complaining person. So, if we are to get his attention, there is a condition. What is that condition? Psalm 100 and verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Let's come praising, thanking, and worshiping. You want to get somebody's attention, you psych them up. Glory to God. You psych them up. If somebody comes to you now and they know the thing from your village, and then they start calling you by that, oh, the husband of this one, the husband, the father of that, you naturally get their attention. But when somebody comes grumbling, you don't want to stand there. You get the attention. Now, you want the attention of God, and he has already given us what we need to do. He says, come into my presence with thanksgiving. When you keep thanking someone for what they did and what they have not done, you receive their attention. Until we come thanking, praising, and worshiping, we cannot get his attention. You cannot approach your helper complaining. Do never approach your helper complaining. Jesus, our example, showed us how to, the example to follow. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. He says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. And the first thing is, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So they started, he says, start with psyching him, praising him, giving him thanks. When we come thanking, praising, and worshiping, we secure his attention. Profitable approach to fasting. Number two, we must engage the force of faith. We must engage the force of faith. It is faith-filled prayer that guarantees answers to prayers. Faith-filled prayer. Remember, he said, does any one of you lack wisdom? Let him pray. He says, but let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Because anything that wavers is like a seed driven by the wind. He says, let not that man think he can receive anything from the Lord. Let not that man think. So if you are praying, pray believing. They stood somewhere one day, they were praying for Peter. They didn't believe the prayer they were praying. They were just praying. They said, Lord, release Peter. Lord, release Peter. Release Peter. And then there was a knock on the door. These are apostles, apostles. There was a knock on the door. And then they said, Rhoda, go and open the door. Rhoda came back. Ah, Peter is here. They said, which Peter? You must be mad. We are going to 30 prayer points. We are just on number 3. They are saying, pray, Peter is here. Who will release him? He said, Peter is at the door. They say, it can't happen. It's his ghost. It's his spirit. Peter cannot be here now. Apostles praying, but they didn't believe the prayer they were praying. When we are praying, let it be filled with faith. If faith is not there, then it is not profitable. Matthew 21:21-22. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this thing which is done to the fig tree, but also ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. You will not ask for something from someone that you know cannot give you. It's a waste of time. But you know that the one you are asking from has capacity to do anything. So it's not a waste of time. So we put our faith on the line to say, Lord, I put my trust in you, and I know you will do it. You see that sister that shared the testimony, he had the last part of the testimony. She said, I said, if you do it, I know it is you. If you don't do it, I know it's for a reason. That's how to rope somebody in. Glory to God. That's how to rope somebody in. Pastor K, Pastor Kenny, please give me $100. And then you say, well, I know you can. You will give me, but if you don't give me, I know you will still give me. Anyhow, I know you will give me. How many understand what God is saying? You are already robbing somebody. Even if he doesn't have it, he will go and look for it. Is there something God does not have? He's the owner of everything. So when we are asking in fasting and prayer, let us ask him in faith. Matthew 17, 14 to 21. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and so vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples. It says that they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation. What was the first thing he said? Faithless. O faithless and perverse generation. How long shall I be with you? Now, does that answer when he says, when I live, they will pray, they will fast, they will be empowered. How long shall I live with you? The reason you couldn't even do that is, number one, you are faithless. Number two, you are prayerless. Number three, you are fastingless. Glory to God. That's why you couldn't do anything. He says, but how long will I be with you? Because remember, a time will come when I will not be in your midst again. I will not be the one helping you to do all these things. You will be responsible for them. How long will I be in your midst? Then Jesus answered and said, and then, how long shall I suffer you? In other words, how long shall I keep helping you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? That question they couldn't ask in front of everybody. They had to go inside the room to ask him. Why couldn't we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, number one. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Please, in these 21 days, whatsoever you are asking God for, believe it. Believe it. God is not a man that should lie. Anything he says, as long as it is in his hands, believe that he will give to you. If it is in his hands, then he will give it to you. Glory to the name of the Lord. When faith is missing in prayer and fasting, it results in frustration. And you won't be frustrated. Number three, very quickly. We must come boldly, not beggarly. Come boldly and not beggarly. Hebrews 4:16, it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. We are coming boldly because we know the God that we serve. Come to the throne of grace boldly and not beggarly. You despise those who come begging. You won't like those who come begging. But you first listen. But if somebody that is coming to beg, now, please, what is it now? But if somebody comes boldly and first of all says some things to you before he asks for something, he has already gotten your attention first. Come boldly and not beggarly. Come boldly and not beggarly. Come boldly and not beggarly. Blind Bartimaeus, that was going to be his undoing. If not that he was bold. He was a beggar. And so when he was shouting, Jesus, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. They were saying to him, beggar, my friend, shut up. He doesn't want to listen to people like you. But he kept shouting, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. It was a beggarly boldness. He was a beggar, but he knew what he wanted. So he came boldly. Let's not come beggarly, let's come boldly. Proverbs 28 and verse 1, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Come as a lion, not as a beggar. Nobody likes to open the door for a beggar. Somebody's knocking your door, you see outside, and then you see all the tattered clothes and everything, they say they want to come and beg. No. But when somebody demands, I want to see your boss, you first of all listen to them in glory, because they are coming boldly. What can we do for you? Well, it's not about what you can do for me, it's about what I can do for you. You open the door. Even finally, if the person now says, please, I need so. Ah! But you have already opened the door. Glory to God. If we need to get his attention, come boldly. Come boldly. Finally, profitable approach to fasting. We must engage in prayers that advances the interest of his kingdom. We must engage in prayers that advances the interest of his kingdom. Verse 11 of that scripture, Matthew chapter 6. Let's start from Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. After we have come thanking him, then the first thing to ask him is for the kingdom. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm not saying you should not ask for your things, but make the kingdom first. After he had prayed for the kingdom, Jesus teaching us to pray. And then when he got to verse 11, that's when he now said, give us this day our daily bread. I've already prayed for the kingdom, and then now give me this day my daily bread. And that, you know why he also said, stop using repetitions. All your prayer for the day is inside, give us this day our daily bread. Everything you need for the day is inside it, so don't repeat it again. Give us this day my daily bread. And he says, he knows what you need. Your heavenly Father knows what you need. He says, stop repeating things. Stop repetition. He already knows what you need. He knows the blessing inside a day for you and I. So the prayer point is, give me this day my daily bread. That covers every other thing. Your daily bread includes protection. Your daily bread includes provision. Your daily bread covers your children. Your daily bread includes everything that will not allow you to see cry. Everything is included. Give me this day my daily bread. Glory to God. He says the one you are praying to is the one that will now reward you. Verses 6 to 9. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee how? Openly. And then when you are fasting, 18 to 19, he said, but when thou fastest, he says, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou may appear not to men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee. How? Openly. So it will be open reward for somebody.
Amen.
I said it will be open reward for someone.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. So you see, have all those scriptures from in Matthew 33 that we were reading, until he got to verse 33. He says, now, ultimately, you are praying, you are fasting, remember the kingdom first, and then in verse 33, Matthew 6, 33, he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. From your prayer of what? Give me this day my daily bread. He says, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There is evil in every day. There is blessing in every day. But your own portion is blessing. So, in the prayer, give me this day my daily bread. Rise up on your feet. Let's give God thanks this morning. Let's give him all the praise. Lift up those hands. Give God thanks this morning. Give him praise and give him glory. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. We give you praise and thanks. We give you glory and honor. We give you all adoration. We magnify your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. Blessed, blessed, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Well, somebody is here this morning that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to be born again. Someone else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life to you. I was born again, but I walked out on you. And someone else wants to say, Lord, I want to know you as my personal Lord and Savior so that I can begin to walk in your favor. Why not this morning? All heads bowed and all eyes closed. I want to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. Please repeat these words after me online or on ground. If you're in any of those categories, repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards and bear fruit upwards to the praise and to the glory of your name. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Someone said that prayer in their heart. Why not wave those hands to Jesus and somebody will be by your side to assist you very quickly. You said that prayer online. Please send a text message to the number that has been displayed and somebody will also be getting across to you. Glory to the name of the Lord. But online, on ground, you said that prayer in your heart. Why not wave your hands to Jesus? Let's begin your journey of faith with you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, it's time for our anointing. This is the second part of the service this morning. If you came with your bottle of oil, please bring it out. And just begin to speak to the Lord this morning. What you desire, your desire, what your desire is from the anointing this morning. Begin to speak to the Lord first. Just speak to the King of Glory. Begin to speak to him. Lord, this seventh day of the fast, my Father and my God, show up, perfect all that concerns me. Perfect everything, Jesus. Perfect all that concerns me, even in the glorious name of the Lord. Speak to the Lord this morning. Speak to him right now. Speak to him right now. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lift up the anointing, the oil into heaven. Father, we declare the content of these bottles, the holy anointing oil. We decree the power in it to work in our favor. Father, we declare as it is working and has worked in the hands of our fathers, it will work in our hands. Everything dying that this oil touches jacks back to life. The works of our hand comes back to life. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anyone called sick, that sickness shall be swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
Anyone called sick, that sickness shall be swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
Anyone confused, as this oil comes upon your head, what to do shall be made known to you.
Amen.
The next step to take shall be made known to you.
Amen.
No one in this assembly takes a wrong step again.
Amen.
No one will be buried in this assembly.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. Everyone called barren, as this oil comes upon your head, have it as you want. Have the children as you want. Any area of your life where you have been called barren, in any department of your life, as this oil comes upon you today, there shall be a reversal. You are called fruitful. You are declared fruitful. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed. Please anoint yourself. You can pass stone to your neighbor if your neighbor does not have. Anoint yourself now and begin to pray while the overcomer's voice minister.
He has given me the oil of gladness, the garment of praise instead of mourning, a shining crown instead of ashes, glory in the place of despair. He has given me the oil of gladness, the garment of praise instead of mourning, a shining crown instead of ashes, glory in the place of despair. Oh, my Lord has given, He has given me the oil of gladness, the garment of praise instead of mourning, a shining crown instead of ashes, glory in the place of despair. The dawn.